Hi. Today I'm going to talk about something that I call relationship breakers. Amongst these kinds of things are the times when we show anger, irritability, maybe we snap at our partner or at our children. Perhaps we stop listening and we just zone out or turn off. Perhaps you're noticing that you're treating your partner or your child, or yourself perhaps, with little or no respect. And then perhaps you quickly become used to the idea that it's okay to speak with each other like that. Snapping, shouting, banging doors, that kind of working off feelings of anxiety or anger can really quickly become a habit, and they're really destructive to relationships. That's why I call them relationship breakers. Sometimes too, what happens is after you've behaved in that kind of way, you say to yourself, why on earth did I say that? Sometimes too, you might make an excuse and say, oh, well, I didn't mean it. It was just the heat of the moment. But actually, perhaps the damage is done. Perhaps we've really hurt our partner or hurt our child. Perhaps we've lost quite a lot of self-respect too. Well, today I wanted to explain why that sometimes happens. And I also want to offer you some possible ways out of that quite destructive cycle. So in explanation, firstly, I want to explain just a little bit about fear. Because a lot of these responses are actually based on fear. And when we're afraid, and afraid in a really healthy way, we have something called a fight or flight response, and I'm sure you've heard of that before. But the impulse, if we're feeling really frightened, is to fight off the source of that fear, or to run away from it. And what happens when we're very anxious and irritable is that fear has just become kind of low grade, present a lot of the time. Perhaps you're not even aware of it. But the impulse to fight is often still there. And that's why we feel angry, irritable, short-tempered, and take it out on those we love. It's a very, very simple explanation. But it's a really important one, because understanding why we behave in ways we don't like can help us to stop behaving in those ways. Often with fear and anxiety too come feelings of powerlessness. I'm afraid I can't do anything about this situation. I don't have what it takes. My life's been a waste. If I was any good, it wouldn't be like this. They're the kind of negative thoughts that can assail us at difficult times. But again, they're as a result of anxiety and fear. So what's a quick way through this? Well, I'd say try and look at the fear that is underneath those shows of anxiety that you have. So if you're irritable, snappy, you want to make a scene. Find a quiet moment, go for a walk, just sit quietly alone, perhaps, and ask yourself, what is the fear that's underneath this? You could also say, what's my greatest fear? What's the biggest fear I have? And sometimes it's really helpful to say, what is the worst case scenario anyway? And get it out into the broad daylight. Get it out into the sunshine, if you like, and face it full on. Instead of it being a nagging undercurrent of anxiety then, you can see that fear clearly. So that's the first step. What is the fear? What's the first worst case scenario? Then the second step is to ask yourself, which, if any, of these fears are actually realistic? It's helpful to find out if they're based in the past. Are these fears based at a time when you were actually very young? Because if the root of the fear is based in a time when you were very young, we were all very much more powerless when we were young. And we can link that feeling of fear and the feeling of powerlessness we had back then. And in fact, as adults, we're very much stronger, very much more resourceful, and have a lot more choices. The next thing to try and identify are these fears current? It's good to write this down too. What are my current anxieties? What are my current fears? Again, facing them is absolutely essential. Then, at the side of the fears that you've written down, write down what your resources are. Now, these can be external resources, like getting help with childcare, looking for another job, but often also they're internal resources, like tenacity, patience, determination, and so on. So write down a list of your resources outside of you and within you. Another thing that's really, really important is to shield yourself somewhat from the repetition of a negative environment. Now, my children often laughed at me when they were growing up. They still sometimes do. But I had a soap ban in my house when my children were growing up. I would actually ban them from watching soaps. My feeling was that constant repetition of the negatives of life, the constant repetition of scenes of betrayal, of fighting, of devastation, if you like, were not a kind of a good image for them to see about their future lives. So anyway, as I say, they would laugh at me quite a lot. But using that as an example, sometimes if we compulsively watch the news or read newspapers or watch TV programmes that are fundamentally about the worst aspects of human behaviour, we're going to end up feeling pretty low, under-resourced, feeling powerless, that we can't do anything to change our circumstances. So simply shielding yourself from those influences can be a huge step forward. Instead, surround yourself with sources of inspiration. Read great biographies. Look for inspirational images and put them on your desk, put them on your wall, stick them on the fridge door. Decide to focus on all the positives that you have currently in your life. Write down the things that you're grateful for. And what you'll begin to see is you'll feel better. You'll feel more resourced. And as soon as we feel more resourced, we can actually deal with our circumstances far more effectively. There's another lovely process I'd like to offer you very briefly. When we're in relationship, we can behave like our worst selves. But there's a lovely question that we can offer our loved ones that can help us to be more loving, be more contactful, be more generous with our time, and in ways that they love to experience those things. So one of the questions you can ask your child, your lover, your partner, your best friend is something like, in what ways can I be a better friend, partner, mum? In what ways can I be a better employer? In what ways can I be a better colleague? The loving responses to those questions can actually give us an indication of what resources to develop more fully within ourselves. I hope this has been helpful to you. I'd also like to mention to you that there is a relaxation audio and there's an overcoming obstacles audio on this site too. And if you're feeling that now is a difficult time, they actually might help you to build your resources as well. I hope this has been helpful, and I'm always very open to receiving your email, your comments, your questions. Just drop me a line if you'd like to. And bye for now.